Hey everyone, welcome to Hacker Slash. My name is Chris, and as always, I'm hanging out with my friends Dan.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Leah.
Hey, hey.
And Ashley.
Hi, I'm Ashley.
Now, before we dive into this week's movie, we're going to just kick this off by unpacking the results of last week's debate. We initially asked whether or not Jigsaw is a murderer from the Saw series, and we actually got a tremendous amount of feedback from you guys. So seriously, thank you so much for that, and make sure you keep it coming. You can always connect with our show at HackerSlash on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and you can find me personally on Twitter at Rohawesome. That's Rojawesome.
You can find me at HackerSlashDan.
And you can find me at HackerSlash_LB.
Leah has a complicated Twitter handle,
I mean, it just has an underscore in it.
I don't know.
I think mine is more complicated.
Yeah, it's true. Because you could spell that weird.
Mm-hmm. You could say it weird. You could call it Roja Awesome.
That's what I thought it was at first.
It's real awesome.
I figured that one out.
Anyway, I'll just tell you mine. It's Hacker Slashly.
So clever.
Very clever.
Awesome.
I'm drinking wine.
Oh, this is going to be a fun night then.
Yeah.
Now that we got all that unpacked, Dan, what's up with the results? Jigsaw a murderer?
So, we got quite a bit of interaction, as you said, and it looks like, with a little bit of rounding, 2/3 of you guys are correct, and 1/3 of you guys are incorrect. So, without
That's
further ado...
Aggressive.
So 2/3 of you guys think that yes, he indeed is a murderer and are correct. And then there's about another 1/3 of people out there, listeners, we love you guys anyway, who are not correct and think he is not a murderer.
That's because they are correct, so I agree with them.
I have a question. Are we not supposed to vote on our own polls? Because I vote every time.
Well, if we take out... you know, a couple no's, then it just swings even more in the yes favor. So I would say we can declare this overwhelming for yes, he is indeed a murderer.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Speaking of follow-up, Ashley and Leah, did you guys ever figure out that bathroom exists?
We did.
That's BS.
We did a little tour of the dirtiest bathrooms of America.
Yeah,
we did. We went all over the country.
We went to the mall, and that's where we found it.
I mean, exactly. Which mall? Can you state which one so it's known to all the listeners that they can visit that bathroom?
Stratford Square Mall.
Yeah.
Watch it be like some shut down mall.
Yeah.
It's a really crappy mall. So that's where we found it.
Okay.
Mm,
okay.
That's a legitimate mall. I've been there.
All right. So I think now what's going to happen is the next time we have field work, we're going to have to send you guys out with a camera actually have documentation of this because I'm not buying it.
Yeah,
I can do that. I have a GoPro.
Okay.
There you go. Just because you guys don't believe us this time doesn't mean it's not legit.
Uh-huh.
There are people out there that believe us, so.
Yep.
For the movie this week, we're going to be talking about the 1988 film Child's Play, a movie that gave birth to one of the most iconic and, it's probably fair to say, almost universally despised antagonists in Chucky the Doll. Dan, what's this movie about?
A single mother gives her son a much sought-after doll for his birthday, only to discover that it is possessed by the soul of a serial killer.
So, we have a creepy doll movie. Are any of you guys generally creeped out by dolls, or are you guys just kind of whatever with them?
You know, I think it's that difference between on the screen or real life. Because if it's on the screen, doll movies do not scare me. I think they're dumb. But at the same time, I gotta be real with myself. If I, like, came home, my lights weren't working, I shined my little flashlight, and in the corner of my room was some messed up doll, that'd be pretty creepy.
It would be. That would be real life scary.
But, man, see, that's not how this movie even is. But that's, I'll save it. But no, I would say overall, no, I'm not creeped out by dolls.
Okay. It depends on the doll, though. Okay, because think, I had plenty of American Girl dolls growing up, and they didn't scare me. But sometimes those, like, porcelain dolls are kind of creepy. Because they have, like, weird messed up faces, and they're all, like, painted messed up.
My mom collects porcelain dolls.
Oh, man.
And it creeps me out in a way. And I'd get the heebie-jeebies, man. And at one point, she had a collection of porcelain clowns that would sit on swings. So they're actually hanging down from the ceiling.
Did you ever ask her why?
She just likes porcelain dolls. And you know what? And the cute thing is that, like, she has some dolls that, like, look like some of us. Like, she'll dress them that are like, okay, I get that you think it sounds creepy, but it's loving.
That's kind of cute, though. That's sweet.
I was an only child, so I also had a really big, like, Christmas list. And I always wanted these dolls called Lee Middleton dolls. And they were, like, real-life babies. Like, they like, felt like a real baby. They looked like a real baby. They were delightful. And I used to walk around pretending, like, oh, here's my child. And people, like, thought that it was a real baby. And they would, like, get mad at my parents, be like, why would you let a little girl, like, hold an infant?
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah, because I would bring it everywhere.
So, Child's Play. Chucky. The introduction to Chucky. Now, there's a really common misconception, and I'm sure if you Google, is Chucky based off of a real doll, there's going to be tons of articles that say he's based off of a doll named Robert that's down in Key West, and it's not the case. This movie was intended to originally be like a satire on marketing to children, and it ended up being more appropriate, I guess, as a horror film, but it's very similar to the idea of this doll named Robert. Have you guys heard of him?
No.
Okay, so I will spare you the entire backstory, but I encourage you and everyone else to go Google him. He's a really, really creepy looking doll, and I'll send you guys a link to him. He's down in Key West, and he's alleged to be haunted. Now, the thing is, a lot of people claim that their cameras stop working when they're around him.
Oh, yeah.
Or bad things will happen.
Yeah, I've heard about this.
And it's also the case that if you insult him, bad things will happen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I've totally heard about this, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My aunt, her two daughters, and two friends of her daughters went down to Key West for a vacation. One of the first few days, they went to go see Robert the Doll, and they made a comment about how ugly he is. After that, one of the girls was injured in a jet ski accident. My cousin lost her license and got pulled over. Wow. And then my aunt, when she's alone, my aunt, who is of completely sound mind, was hearing little kids' voices.
I, like, have never heard too many people say aunt for aunt.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's true. Where we're from, not a lot of people say aunts.
That's like, if you say that, it's like weird.
I just think, I don't know, for us around where we were in the Midwest growing up, like, you were trying to sound all hoity-toity if you're like aunt.
It's true.
Aunt. Yeah.
It's true, yeah.
So what would you call them?
Aunt.
Aunt.
That's weird.
I hope you remember this next time you question Reese's.
I'm willing to admit, though, that's the thing. I'm willing to admit, aunt is technically correct, just like Reese's is, so I'm still above those who are naysayers and deniers.
Oh my gosh, only Dan can admit to not being hoity-toity and saying aunt, and then still say he's above someone for saying Reese's.
Hey, I'm calling myself out on that. I know aunt is the actual
way. I feel like, though, nobody actually says aunt.
A lot of people do says here, that. Yeah, a lot of people here do.
I do.
Here's the thing. The people and the dialect from the Midwest is correct. So what we say is the right way.
See, a lot of people do consider like Midwest accent to be like the standard. Because it's the non-accent. However, that would be a colloquial twist of aunt to aunt. But then, if you argue that, then you could technically argue Reese's is the colloquial twist to Reese's.
That's what I'm saying.
It's one or the other, but I'm still standing by. Aunt is the correct. We say aunt. Reese's is correct. But those who say Reese's can do so if they're willing to call themselves out and admit that they're fake. So
absolutely not.
No, okay. This is spiraling. We need to get off this train. Child's Play. Had any of you guys seen this before we watched it for this?
I did. I saw it when
you
I was really
so upset.
I was. Okay, I saw this when I was really little and it was nighttime and I saw it in Spanish and it scared me like oh my gosh. It was one of the scariest things I'd ever seen as a kid, but now it's stupid. So
I'd not seen the movie. I'd seen little snippets. Like one time when I was a little kid, it might not have even been Child's Play. It was some snippet of one of the Chuckies scared the hell out of me for so long. Mm-hmm. But I was like six, man. So I thought there was a living doll out there trying to kill people.
Same.
So, you know, I don't know. But I don't think that's enough to deem. That's like seeing a commercial for a movie and saying you saw the movie. So no, I'm gonna say no.
That's really funny. I had never seen it. Surprise, surprise.
Until like today.
Yeah, literally, I finished it like 10 minutes before. But my husband said that. He was like, no, that really freaked me out when I was little. And he refused to watch it with me. No, I thought the whole concept was really, really stupid. And I was dreading watching it.
Yeah.
Because you thought it was going to be stupid?
It is stupid.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. Everybody thinks it's stupid, but when you actually get into watching the movie, it's not as bad as you expect. And I think that's
what it is, though.
Yeah.
But it's not.
No, it is.
It is.
It is flawed. It is flawed, but I was shocked.
Oh, there's so many flaws.
This actually, I think this movie beat the new Rob Zombie Halloween in flaws.
Seriously? It did. We stopped when we watched this. We stopped constantly. We're like, okay, well, write that one down.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
I actually found movie mistakes, too, and I never do that.
Yeah.
So here's the thing, though. This is one of those movies that, and especially for our listeners, if you haven't seen this movie, but you have seen other Chucky movies, I mean, there's a very distinct difference in them. And I think you guys can agree that Chucky is different in this movie than he is in the rest of the movies. Oh, I mean, like, for, like, 75% of this movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, totally. For sure.
And it's actually pretty much agreed on that the Child's Play movies are a quality trilogy. Now, they're not like grade A horror movies, but they're quality. And then you have the movies where Chucky is incorporated into the title and it becomes something distinctly different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would agree. I mean, I know we're trying to just talk about this first movie, but like I'd actually seen some of the newer ones before watching this one.
Oh, like the most recent one?
Yeah, just total trash.
And it was brutal.
It's not going... What's Chucky going to do? Where is Chucky? It's all just literally following him in real time as he just murders people. I'm like, okay, this is stupid. And so this movie is definitely different, and I can't defend that it is good. I think it's one of those ones that, like, you should watch to educate yourself, but keep low hopes.
Pretty much, yeah.
I kind of got, like, a Home Alone vibe, and I wished that I was watching it for Christmas time.
I realized when I was watching this the other day that this movie is the reason I don't like red hair.
Huh.
This is, and I finally pinpointed it. I've never been able to pinpoint why red hair just disturbs me. No offense to anyone who has red hair. You're all beautiful. However, red hair spooks me, and I think it's because of this movie.
Red hair is either amazing or horrible. There's like no in between.
No gray area.
Look, all you redheads listening out there, stay true to yourself. You be you.
So basically, like, because I never seen this movie before, you see how I'm doing an awkward transition, saving the day. I didn't really know what to expect from a little doll murdering people.
I knew exactly what to expect, and it delivered, and it was still just disappointing.
But I did think its little hands were very creepy.
Mm-hmm.
His little creepy doll hands. I didn't like it.
No, okay, but here's the thing for me on that. Let's look at horror movies. When they do the hand reaching around the door, there's way worse than this little 2-inch plastic hand from a, quote, good boy. Like, hell no. Some creepy old witch hand, some creepy long tendril fingernail.
True.
Like, and then you see this little plastic hand. No, man, I'd laugh.
So, consider this. I'll at least throw this out there. When I first saw this movie, when I was super young, I didn't know, because I mean, I didn't see any trailers, didn't listen to anything about the movie. I saw that there was the doll in the beginning, but I didn't know anything beyond that. Hmm. When I first saw this movie, I initially thought that Charles possessed Chucky, and then Chucky possessed the kid, and the kid was the one doing the killing. Until there was a plastic hand around the door.
See,
interesting.
I'd say the first time I really started like hearing about this movie and discussing it was third grade. Some other kid in third grade watched these, and like we were at the same babysitter's place, and he would tell me about them. So like I knew it was like a serial killer soul going into the doll and et cetera, et cetera. So like I kind of knew, but at the same time I just never watched it, so I didn't totally know what to expect.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. I expected a not really that creepy doll running around doing things that really doesn't make sense for how tall he is.
Oh, yeah.
Just throwing that one out there, yeah. And I expected it to be stupid, and it was. So.
Yeah. I thought this movie had a lot of potential.
Yeah, it totally does.
And it did.
And I will say, no, it doesn't.
Oh, it does.
It does, though. It has a lot of potential, but the way they did it is
That's what's disappointing to me. Why could it not have been like, hey, they come home. Like I said, all the lights are off, and they're scanning around with this little flashlight trying to find it, and boom, he jumps out, he knifes someone, and he's gone again, back in the shadows. Way scarier, instead of like, it's this well-lit apartment, you see him running around, like, nah, that's just, eh.
That's the kind of one issue I had, though. Like, for a mother that's, like, broke and has to buy a doll from a peddler, she has a nice-ass apartment.
Well, kind of agree with that.
I mean, let's be clear here. Like, the father died, and we don't know how long ago he died. They could have had that apartment from, like, whatever income they used to have. Or it could be that she's trying to be very frugal. Like, it may not be a whole broke thing. It might just be, hey, this is just what I budgeted for the gifts.
It could be more 50% of her income is the rent. Yeah. You don't know.
Yeah, I mean, no judgments here. I will say that when I was watching this movie, I was surprised by how much I liked it. Like, and maybe that's because I was going in thinking, like, yeah, okay, I know it's a Chucky movie. Okay, Friday the 13th, the original one sucked. This is going to be terrible. I would rate this above Friday the 13th, hands down.
Wow.
Yeah, no, completely. Because there are far less goofy things in this movie to me. Now, there are mistakes in the past, but there are far less goofy things. And there are a lot of things I think that had so much potential.
Yeah.
So, that's just me.
I feel like, to me, this one just was more disappointing than Friday the 13th. So, like, I don't know which one I deem better because I'm not a huge fan of either of them. I just feel like I'd say the concept goes to Friday the 13th. The execution, yeah. I don't know, maybe still Friday the 13th. But there was a lot of goofy stuff. God, that jar lid. But, like, it's, I don't know. This movie's just disappointing to me, and like I kind of honestly dread watching Chucky movies. Like,
me too.
I can't get into it. I think it's just like some types of music, you either are into it or you're not, and that is what it is, and I'm just not into the Chucky movies.
Me either. I just can't do it.
I don't know, I feel like I had really, really bad expectations going into the movie because of the whole concept of it, hence why I started watching it on my lunch break today at work. But, like, I don't know. I mean, it wasn't really scary. It was pretty dumb, but I kind of liked the whole movie part of it.
See, and that's the thing. Like, horror is one of those genres where you're not going to have something that just scares the shit out of you every time.
That's what I'm looking for.
And there's, I mean, it's a fair thing, right? You can look for that.
Yep.
However, there are a lot of movies that are just like, it's a good horror movie to put on the background. It's not going to, like, win an Oscar or anything, but, I mean, this is one of those. Like, you can love the genre so much that you find the good and the bad.
See, to me, though, like, I've said this about a couple other movies we even talked about. Like, there are movies that you, like, you grab a beer, you sit down, you watch it, you laugh, and you enjoy it. Like, the Friday the 13th, some of the later Saw movies, etc. This, to me, man, even if you're like, yo, six-pack of beer on me, let's sit and watch Chucky. I'd be like, pass.
I agree with that.
This isn't even a beer-watching movie to me, man. These just feel like I'm wasting time.
It's because there's nothing fun about it. There's nothing amusing about it. It's just garbage for like an hour and a half.
Honestly, it's this movie, since we're talking about this one in particular, I think there was far less of the Chucky that I know I personally hate. I love the Nightmare on Elm Street movies. I hate Freddy Krueger as an antagonist.
Yeah. Oh,
I admit
me too.
He's effective. But like, I mean, and I can respect his place in the horror world, but I just can't get into it. I can't get into him, and I can't get into Chucky for the same reason. It's because they're both very grotesque and vulgar.
Yeah.
And I prefer my killer silent.
Yeah.
That's
me
what it
too.
Is. But that doesn't, like, I can still look at this movie and feel very little of that. So
I don't know.
It was a success to me, at least. Did you get scared from this movie at all?
Yeah.
What?
I always get scared.
Man, you're going to be reeling after some of these other movies we're going to be getting.
Seriously?
I might be sick that week. Yeah. I just don't think that this needed to be a franchise.
I think a lot of horror movies don't need to be franchises.
Yeah, but this one in particular. Because Like, the concept is weird. And, like, how can you keep going on that weird-ass concept?
They just do dumb stuff, like pass his soul from doll to doll to doll to doll. And it's just, nah.
He's dead. He should be dead. And then all of a sudden, he's just alive again. Like,
yeah,
what?
And the voodoo man told him that he had to like, reincarnate himself in the first place. And he told that he's alive, which didn't happen. So
before we get too far into the rest of the franchise, what do you guys think was at all, even remotely, the best part of this movie?
The little kid. Yeah.
Yep.
How so?
He was so cute. Yeah, and oh adorable. My gosh. At the beginning of the movie, when he's making his mom breakfast in bed on his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
That is the sweetest thing.
See, yeah, there was a lot in this movie that brought me disappointment, but there was only one thing to bring me some, like, laughter. And that was the little boy, like, making breakfast and spilling. So that was funny.
Yeah,
and so, like,
he was so
that
cute.
Was the only part I enjoyed because it was funny. So, like, man, if that was it, then Chucky's a comedy and I enjoyed it. But...
And the way he says Chucky is, oh my gosh, I just love him.
Yeah, but why can't he scream?
Why does he have to scream?
He could, like, when he, like, Chucky's after him, he's, like, very nonchalant about it. He's like, please don't leave me, Chucky's going to kill me.
Well, I mean...
He's like, he thinks he might be mixed up because
no,
Chucky's supposed to be his friend.
Some kids are like that.
Yeah, and those kids get killed.
Yeah, but when he was in, like, the hospital thing and like he was like, please don't leave me, Chucky's going to get me, he's crying!
Oh my god, the tears,
that was
yeah.
so sad! Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, I think he's, like, really messed up. Yeah, that's, like, not right. a healthy thing for a young child to have to act out. My favorite part, though, was the voodoo man, because I thought he was a real voodoo man.
I would say the best part of this movie for me was actually a lot of the dynamics between the characters. First off, I really hated the cop. Right.
But
Andy yeah. and his mom and his mom's friend Maggie, I thought had such a great relationship. And I mean, Maggie, you know, your award, Leah, she was my real MVP of this whole thing. Cause she was like super supportive. And I thought it was so great that you see this single mom and she has a support system. She has someone who's there to help her. And like
she does.
I mean, looking out for her with a toy that she wanted to get Andy, volunteering to babysit on her night off. Like,
I know.
That's such a good person. And the kid and his mom and just the relationship and the love that you can feel there, it was palpable. And just the heartbreak of, and her frustration of, you know, she loses her best friend, but then her kid is saying all this nonsense and she's so frustrated, but she's also in pain. I really appreciated their whole dynamic.
Yeah, I can respect that.
I feel like it's going to come all at once, but what was the worst part?
I think the worst part at the beginning when Charles Lee Ray gets shot and he literally turns
yeah.
and like practically stares in the camera and goes, oh God, I'm dying.
Yeah, the
what
acting in
that?
This movie
like
was horrible.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what's sad about that is I was reading up a little bit. Apparently he, to put energy and exasperation and stuff, into his lines before they would shoot, he would run around the set flailing himself into things and shrieking and screaming and stuff. So he does all that, and I guess he just used up his energy, because then on camera, oh God, I'm dying.
Yeah,
like,
that
what?
Was a really horrible part.
Yeah,
I feel like that was my favorite
so,
part.
This is the first movie that we've reviewed where I was actively taking notes while I was watching it.
Yeah.
These are my notes for that first part of the movie. Long-haired serial killer in a creepy van. In other words, every Rob Zombie character.
Yep.
Charles isn't so tough. Eddie, please don't leave me. No, God, no. Also,
right?
What serial killer has a henchman? Oh, God, I'm
That's
dying.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just... Not a fan of that guy.
Yeah. I don't know. That felt... bad. But there's a lot of places online praising him. They're like, he delivered the lines with such passion and intensity. I'm like, what?
Okay.
Did he?
Not the first half. There was one line in this movie, and I think it was the most comical thing. And I think it's because it reminds me of one of my older brothers. It's when Chucky's in the lift and like in the elevator, and she says like, oh, that's an ugly doll. And then it's lifting up. And when he's out of frame, he says, fuck you. Like, that was the best delivery of the movie, hands down. I appreciated it.
Yeah, I don't... best delivery in the movie, it's gotta go that kid. Just being cute, one of his lines. Honestly. But there wasn't one individual line that stuck out, I guess.
I think
but...
the kid's best line was, "This is the end, friend."
Yeah, right.
Does anybody want to know what I thought was the worst part?
Yeah.
Of course.
It was the very last scene that was a freeze frame. It, like, freezes on this still image of Andy, like, looking in at the creepy, burnt-up Chucky.
That's
the ending of the movie. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I guess the ending was so insignificant that I didn't even remember what the last scene you see is.
I only know because I just finished it.
Fresh in your mind. Let's see if you remember that tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, man. I can agree with that. I mean, the whole charred Chucky at the end was a little, to say the least, off-putting.
I don't know. He got creepier after he was burnt to me.
You know what made me so mad about the... Oh, God. The ending of the movie is so stupid. First of all, how can three people not fight off a doll that has no head and is missing an arm and a leg? Okay, whatever. It's got one arm wrapped around
my mom's doll, Millie.
Wow, that's creepy. it's got its arm, tiny doll arm, wrapped around the other guy's neck, the other cop, and he can't get it off. Yeah. He's like struggling to get it off. I'm like, really? You look like a little bitch right now. See, because you can't get off a doll that's holding you with its plastic little doll hand.
Yeah, that might be, maybe that's the worst part. It's like, at times, he's hyper strong. And then at times, he's super weak. It doesn't, like, it's just like pick and choose whatever works. Because, like, okay, he can, like, fling people and grapple, like, full-grown men with one hand. But then, like, she's just leaning up against the grate to keep in the fire, and he can't do anything about it? No.
Right?
Like,
Did you guys see the hand that was, like, flailing him around in there?
Yes. I think I did notice that.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know.
There's just a lot of things in this movie that, like, Chucky does, and it wouldn't make sense.
Yeah, a lot of the mistakes. Do we want to go for it right here?
Like,
go
for it. Okay, right. The oven. When he opens the oven in that really gross, nasty house, and somehow, even with the oven open, his little tiny doll arms can reach over the oven door and turn it on still. Yeah, exactly. I call bullshit.
Yeah, he wouldn't be able to reach it.
He might have been standing on the door.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. Okay, so this has a laundry list of things. First off, when he's running away from the cop at the beginning of the movie, he hides behind a pole blatantly in front of the cops chasing him, and they just run right past, like, blatantly. Literally, he's feet away, and they watch him hide behind a little pole that he sticks out of, and they go, where'd he go and leave?
That was so stupid.
Second, when they're in the store, when lightning blasts down and somehow explodes something in the cops next to it, he gets up, he is not burnt, he's not shaken, he's not injured, he is fine. Doesn't make sense. But the whole store explodes. Exactly.
The whole store explodes, and he's totally fine.
He's totally fine. He just hops right out. He's like, ooh, okay.
Like, is he magic?
Yeah. I think he might be.
Yeah, clearly.
The kid, when he's making breakfast, that's great that he burnt the toast. It was funny. But that burnt black to the core in seconds. He puts it in, he turns, and he doesn't even watch a fraction of a commercial, and he turns back. It is scorched. What? That doesn't make sense.
Would you want to, like, watch and experience the toast burn in real time?
Yeah,
that'd take a while.
I would. It wouldn't even, though. It'd take, like, maybe, like, 3 minutes instead of 2 seconds. But anyway, okay, the cop who's reading in the newspaper with his feet up on the crime scene when they're investigating the apartment? What?
Yeah, that's just so rude.
He's just chilling with his feet up on the crime scene and, like, reading a newspaper and everyone's just chilling. Also, The lady tells the cops when their investigation's done. She says, okay, you're done here. And they go, okay, yep. And then pack it up and leave.
Yeah, that one really got me.
I'm chalking that one up to less of a movie mistake and more of an intentional joke about how incompetent police are in horror movies.
Maybe.
Maybe, but at the same time, like, to not even be like, hey, but we need to finish up here. To just leave. Like, get out. And they do. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. The toy hammer sends the woman flying out the window. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
My issue here is, if you have full-grown boxers getting slugged with a huge amount of force and it knocks them out or something, they don't go flying back. They drop out unconscious. If she gets bonked on the forehead, which had no mark on it whatsoever, she goes reeling and goes flying out the window. That makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, because the force that a tiny little doll would put on a plastic toy hammer on someone's forehead,
not
like
even close.
At most that would bruise you. Let's be honest.
Like, there's just this movie, man. It was just thing after thing. It was like every 2 minutes was something I went, what?
You missed one thing, though.
All right.
So, and when they went to see the voodoo man and he was dying, and she, like, got all up in his business to hear him, none of the blood got on her pretty jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah, none of it.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's true. There's just too much, man. This is just, there's so much. It's just drowning the movie to me.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so that's fair, right? That there are a lot of things that are going wrong, but I think there are still successes in this movie, all right? Like, for example, I thought the doll, before he kind of went into the whole rage of, like, turning into Charles, I thought that doll looked fucking great. The animatronics and just the way it was, like, kind of moving around with talking, I thought that was super effective and pretty, like, I mean, that was a practical effect, but I thought it was realistic, and I thought that doll looked so much better than every other doll that I've seen, like, that's supposed to be walking and talking.
Yeah, that was the good thing, and that's why I said to Leah when we were watching, whoever was controlling the movements of the doll and how the doll went about, like, did a good job. To me, almost better than some of the newer movies that just rely on straight CGI or whatnot. Like, I do think the doll movement for especially 1988 was very well done.
I was a really big fan of two particular moments, and these actually might be considered, like, just my favorite scenes in general. Towards the beginning of the movie, when Maggie's in the apartment and Chucky is afoot, I love those shots being from his point of view, low to the ground, moving quickly. I like seeing things from Chucky's perspective.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I will say that, that speed is a little intense, but also, fuck it, he's a possessed doll. That's not possible. I don't give a fuck how fast he runs. Like, I'm not noticing that.
Yeah.
But I love those shots. Like, the way that things were shot from Chucky's perspective, where, you know what, for anyone who does watch this, knowing somehow, living under a rock, knowing nothing about Chucky, knowing nothing about the franchise, you could think that, could this be Andy? Is Andy doing this?
Well, actually, it's interesting that you bring that up. Another fun fact about the movie that I saw was, originally the idea pitched was that Chucky was an embodiment of Andy's, like, angst and hatred or, like, intentions.
Yep.
And that he was actually supposed to have, like, this blood deal on accident.
Yeah.
And when he would sleep, Chucky would wake up and go do his bidding. And, like, anyone who thought Andy thought was a threat, he would kill. And so originally that's what it was supposed to be. So it's kind of interesting that you say that.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, see, that's the thing. Like, this movie has potential, and it did some things well. But in that whole scene, my favorite part was when Maggie's sitting in the armchair and you see just Chucky barely exiting the frame. Like, he is in her peripheral. So she knows something is afoot. She is concerned. She's wondering what's going on. But then she's trying to calm herself down.
Yeah.
I thought that whole exchange was super successful. And then, oh my gosh, the moment that Karen realizes that Chucky doesn't have batteries. That was well done. Oh my gosh. When she pulls out the box and it falls to the floor, that was a moment where I could see, if I had seen this movie for the first time, my heart would drop to the pit of my stomach. Like, that's a oh shit moment.
Yeah.
Because you're realizing, like, you know this all along, right? But you're realizing that this character, it is clicking for her.
Yeah.
And that look on her face was so great.
Well, I like that too, because then also, like, if Chucky knows that she knows that now it's kind of like the, what's the next move? Does he go find Giggs up and he just starts moving? Or does he stay still to try to be like, no, you're just imagining? I do like that because it introduces kind of, pun intended, I guess, the game aspect of it. But, like, it just goes back. There's just so much with this movie. There are moments, I would agree, there are moments of things that go well.
I think there's the pivotal moment where things start to kind of tank for this movie, at least for me. Again, I am super tolerant to a lot of the flaws that you've listed, but the moment where it starts to go like, when she picks up the doll, checks the batteries, his head turns around, he says, "Hi, I'm Chucky." But then in that scene, he attacks her and he's turning into Charles and he bites her. And the cursing and all that stuff, that is the moment he stops being an effective antagonist for me.
Yeah.
Yep. I agree. And that's what, Leah, you got on about that. But yeah, like, just the vulgarness. Like, to me, if everyone is always just swearing and dropping the F-bomb and calling people whores and stuff, it loses its impact. It's not powerful when everything that comes out of the person's mouth is just effing mother effer, F this, you. It, like, it loses its power. It's not a good, strong statement anymore.
That makes me really angry. Like, I actually get pissed. Because all the time, it's all these supposed to be possessed people, and it's always bitch and whore and F-bombs everywhere, every other word. It's really over the top, and it loses a lot of effectiveness when every 2 seconds. Kind of like a Rob Zombie movie. Yes.
Exactly.
It kills me. I'm like, why? Okay, I get it can be vulgar, I guess, but at the same time, tone it down.
Because I can go with a good 56% less vulgarity.
Yes.
Very specific.
Pretty much.
Oh, man. One thing that threw me off, it threw me off, and I remember rewinding and trying to figure out the timeline. All of this takes place in 3 days. So, here's what I ask you. How did Eddie manage to get arrested and escape in 1 day?
Yeah.
While he was on his way to court. How do you go to court less than 24 hours later?
Maybe he's magical too. You never know.
Magically terrible at being a criminal, I guess. It was just ridiculous. Okay, so not only that then. Let's take the fact that that was on the news. And I know Karen was working. But if he's a serial killer, you would assume his name is pretty prominent, yeah?
Yeah, you would. I mean, you would expect everyone to know if there was a serial killer on the loose.
So Andy says the name Charles Lee Ray, and she's unfazed by it. Later on in the movie, his name comes up again from the cop, and she doesn't remember that Andy said that was Chucky's name.
Why?
Yeah, that's true.
But, you know, hey, that's just me.
Did you know the name Charles Lee Ray is just a culmination of three iconic murders?
Charles Manson. Yeah. Harvey Lee Oswald.
Yep.
Yep. I think it's also because I was like,
what
obsessed.
About Ray?
I think it was Ray.
The guy who killed Martin Luther King.
Yeah, Ray Parker, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a like mild obsession with serial killers. That probably makes me sound super creepy.
Nah, but I think a lot of people go through phases with like those kicks on documentaries, that morbid curiosity. You know?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. I kind of want to start another podcast called The Serial Bowl where we pit serial killers against each other stat-wise.
Jesus.
Well, we did that when I was on the ship. We picked out the serial killers with the silliest names.
Yeah, that's
like
fair.
I told you guys, the giggling granny.
Did you go
and
like
the doodler?
Well, do you only go with stats like kill count? Because there's also like gruesome or brutality factor.
So here we did it by name first. So we said who has the better name out of these pairings. Then we did kill count. Then we did intensity. And then we did, like, their ability to, like, last or not get caught. And
that's
I think
fair.
The servant girl annihilator, it was suspected to be the same person as Jack the Ripper. And I think he was the one that actually won our old bracket.
Huh.
I kind of want to do that again, but we'll see. Anyway, getting back to this movie, though. What do you guys think would have effectively and objectively made this movie better?
More mystery, more suspense.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's what's lacking for me. There's no suspense in these movies. Like, there's Chucky. He's going to kill them. He killed them. Okay, next. Like, it's kind of like the new Rob Zombie movie. Like, you just watch him in real time go from kill to kill to kill. Like, there's no suspense whatsoever.
No, there's really not.
You guys didn't think there's a lot of suspense in this movie? He didn't kill that many people.
I get that, but there wasn't also a lot of many people on the plate to kill. And to me, and like how he went about it wasn't suspenseful. Like, here comes Chucky. He killed him. There he goes.
Yeah.
Like, eh.
That's so perfect.
So then do you think the pacing of the story was just completely shot then?
The pacing was okay, but how he goes about the kills, it just wasn't. Like, you're not watching her. Okay, the first kill. You briefly see him blur run past. She gets up, she just talks for a little bit. All of a sudden you see this cheesy little plastic camera go bonk, and she spirals out the window. Like, what about if she heard something get knocked over and whips around and she sees a little bit of a shoe or something? And then, or she's looking out the window and she sees the reflection of Chucky approaching slowly behind her. Like, whoa, way better. Or, like, she sees, like, Chucky's head moving past the couch as if the kid was carrying Chucky or something. But he's not. Chucky's now alive. And she's like, oh, you know, like, I don't know. There's, like, a way better than just this little cheesy plastic bonk. And then she flies out the window, like, eh.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. There could have been way more suspense and build up to this movie.
Yeah, I'm just very torn up about it. I don't know how to feel about it. I don't know what to say about it, except I just think it was a really dumb concept. And I really, I can't get over why the child didn't scream more. It was rough. It was rough to watch. It was just a really difficult concept.
Beyond all of that, taking Chucky outside of it all, how did you guys feel about the acting as a whole?
Sucked.
Jeez.
Man, this is horrible. Except for the kid. For the kid. I think he did a great job and he was adorable. But other than that, it was terrible.
I think the kid was good. I think the mother did okay. I think there was definitely some okay actors and there was definitely some bad actors. Like, and I think it was kind of like the case in, I think, Friday the 13th, where, like, the ones who only did eh just looked worse because of those that did okay. You know, like, I don't know. I don't think all acting in it was bad, but there was definitely some sticklers.
I was a big fan of Andy. I was a big fan of the mom, although I'll say that there are some moments where I was definitely not impressed with her performance. But I think for me personally, it was between Andy and Maggie. I thought Maggie was such a great character and she was immediately likable. There's nothing about her I didn't like until, I mean, she had that crazy over-the-top death scene. But, I mean, her performance, like, I really felt like she was a friend who cared.
Yeah,
and I think
sometimes
you get, like, that sidekick friend in horror movies and they're just kind of laughable.
Yeah.
So who are your top performances then? And then we say Andy. Everybody pretty much agrees on that.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, the trash dog.
Yeah. The trash dog that was majestic, the trash. As they pan around in, like, the alleyway, there's that dog that briefly is, like, standing up. The wind is blowing. It looks so proud, but it looks so trashy, but it's so majestic. Like, definitely the solid number two.
Okay, so majestic trash dog. Yeah. Writing it down. For sure. Go look for his credits.
Yes.
It's always a dog.
Yep.
Of course. If there's a dog in the movie, it deserves a top spot. That's a tough job. Anybody else?
I still like the voodoo man.
I don't know. I would say the manager that's telling her to stay late, because he does remind me a lot of those, like, jerk managers that everyone has at some point.
He doesn't care.
He knows it's stupid. Like, I don't know. So I'd say, like, he did a good job, too. So I'd say Andy, majestic trash dog, and manager guy.
I agree.
Ashley is holding on strong to the voodoo man.
Yep.
All right. Were there any particularly terrible performances before we move on?
Chucky.
The serial killer at the beginning.
Okay, look, I will say. So the serial killer at the beginning.
Yeah.
Is the
same
guy.
He was awful.
He's the guy who voiced Chucky. And I will say this. I really appreciate that he has consistently remained as Chucky throughout the entire franchise.
Does he?
In the same way. Yep. In the same way that Robert Englund, with the exception of the latest Nightmare on Elm Street film, Robert Englund was Freddy Krueger every time. And I admire that a lot. There's a lot of respect for that.
I respect that. I think his in-person acting, like, was just not great. The voice acting, I guess, is better than his in-person. But, like, he got shot in the chest, and he did not give two shits about it for a while.
Sure.
He was walking around, and he stops and goes, oh, God, I'm dying. Like, I don't know. It just felt like a really lackluster, like, this guy is on the run. A cop is chasing him on foot. He just got shot. Like, he did not seem panicked at all.
No.
That's probably because he doesn't give a fuck. My thing is, that cop was hands down the worst cop in history. How does he go into that toy store and can't find him? All that noise he's made. He's knocking over boxes. How does he not find him?
Yeah, that was kind of embarrassing.
It's true. There's only one direction you can go. Back, and he does seem really confused about
and he
where
never
to go.
Found him.
Yeah,
and he just kept turning around, like, just looking. And he wasn't like, what is he doing, waiting for backup? You have a serial killer and you have him confined. Are you really not gonna go for him? He's wounded, you have him in a corner.
I agree.
Yeah. Cop sucks.
Is that the bad cop trope, maybe? I don't know.
Maybe. I don't even know if it was a trope at that point.
Yeah, it's true.
Moving along, Ashley, was there anything a little too extra?
Anything a little too extra would definitely be the knife that he had. I think we talked about this earlier, but the knife that he had to kill people. What is that? That can't be real. That looks plastic.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I think we're saying. Is. Yeah.
I think it's from the set. Like, he grabs the plastic toy set because he kills with the toy hammer. Then he takes a plastic knife and just starts slicing and dicing people.
That just really bothered me.
Yeah.
And I think Chucky's hair, not that it was red, but it was just so unruly.
Yeah.
It
looks like so his unruly hair is borderline aggressive.
Yeah, because it looks like he got electrocuted. It's not a cute doll at all.
Leah, I think we've talked at length about this throughout the episode, but what should in particular pissed you off? Were there any bad fashion choices this time around?
I understand that the little kid, Andy, was trying to wear what Chucky was wearing. But at the same time, it's like all he wore for 3 days. So I feel like his mom needs to buy him some new clothes.
I did get really nervous, though, because of the footprints and the sugar. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, shit, he's like wearing the same shoes as a doll.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Super weird.
And I really, really get so mad. We talked about this earlier, but the whole, like, being super vulgar thing really pisses me off. I, like, wanted to stop watching the movie just so I could go on a rant about it.
Did you guys have any particular favorite quotes?
I'm going to have to just go with the, oh, God, I'm dying.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
So I know you guys don't like vulgarity, but, like, I'm from outside of Boston, and my favorite part was when he's like, fuck you.
See, and if that was one of those seldom moments of vulgarity, it'd be great.
Yeah, exactly.
It's true. Stuff like that's fine, but when it's fuck you, you stupid bitch, it's like, okay, yeah. I mean, come on.
It's the go-to line for every antagonist ever.
Exactly. Or you could say instead of bitch, just say whore.
Guys, who was the real MVP of this movie?
Trash Dog.
Trash Dog. Yeah, Trash Dog was great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How does he get that?
Because he's so clean and majestic, even
like,
though...
so trashy at the same
but
time.
But so trashy, he's
and
just on this...
Tell. You yeah. can tell. You know, there's a lot of history and backstory to him. And you can tell in that brief moment, the homeless people sleep near him so he can stand over them and protect them.
Yeah.
He is the defender of the lower class. He is the shining beacon of light for these people. And you can tell it in 0.5 seconds.
It's true.
Oh,
it's true.
Gosh. Yeah. I feel like I'm not going to be able to find a gif of Trash Dog.
It's too specific.
Probably not.
Before we get into the body count and the rating, I want to introduce a new segment.
Whoa.
I feel that every movie has a moral. So I want to throw this out there, and you guys consider it, see if you have any different takes. I think the moral of this story is don't purchase things illegally from peddlers in back alleys.
Agreed.
It's like pirating.
Who does this?
Yeah. If you were to just go to the manufacturer or any of its authorized retail locations, she probably would not have gotten a possessed doll. Just saying.
She couldn't afford it.
It's true. I'd say, yeah, to me, the moral of the story is you should at least be tough enough to fight a little doll in a group of four people or more.
It's like, true.
You should at least be brave to the extent of fighting a 2-foot doll, not even, with a group of four
or
people,
like,
with guns.
Lesson learned, punch the doll.
Yeah, kick things.
Yeah.
You know? Kick things.
It's
if something's
simple.
Assaulting you, kick it. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Ashley, how about you?
I feel like this is really stretching the capacity of the film, this segment.
Hey, there's a moral to every story.
The moral to this story would be... Fuck, I don't know. I don't have anything.
Okay, that's fair. All right, then. Moving on to the stats and scoring, since you guys fucking hate this movie, I think I know where this is going to go.
Yeah.
Before we get into that, body count, Dan, what you got?
5, only because I'm not counting Chucky as the 6th, because he clearly does not die. It's one of those things, just like the Halloween movies, fine. If you want, say 6. If at the time you would say, you don't know he doesn't, fine. But otherwise, 5. Because there was Charles, who was shot in the chest with the handgun originally. Do you count that as a death? His soul moved on. He dies.
I don't count it as a death.
No? Okay, fine. 4. Margaret, she fell out of the 8th floor window or whatever, the van, and
sixth
dies.
Floor.
Sixth floor. Really?
Yep.
Turn huh. Margaret up and call her Maggie this whole time.
Maggie, yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's Maggie. Dan wants to use her proper name.
There was Eddie, who Reaches. Somehow dies in the oven bomb.
That was a really big fire.
The whole apartment collapsed.
Well, I mean, there's oh my gas, gosh. And then
there's no pressure.
Ignition.
There's no pressure, though.
And the gas wasn't going for that long.
You could go for a rolling fire, but there's no pressure for an explosion.
That's and it's true, like Ashley said.
Was completely untouched.
Anyway,
like,
anyway.
Completely
unscathed. But it was so cute. He was just wandering, going, Chucky. And I'm like, oh.
Brave as hell.
So cute.
I want to consult a firefighter on this matter, but go ahead.
There was the voodoo guy who got knifed in the chest with the voodoo doll, but it killed him. And then the doctor who was electrocuted. So technically, if we're not counting the original Charles Lee Ray death or the Chucky death, that would be four. In 87 minutes, it's about one every 20 minutes, a little bit more, one every 22 minutes. It's actually kind of slow. It's not too gory or anything, but not every movie needs to be. So it still definitely falls on the lower end. But I would be excited soon, now that we're getting some more movies under our belt, after about 10, 20 movies, do count kind of showing the spread of kill amounts and gore and et cetera, kind of to compare.
I just came up with my moral.
Oh my, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, because I was thinking about it when Leo was talking about how he was going around looking for Chucky. So the moral of the story would be to make sure you give your child the proper tools to make better judgment calls. It's like, Chucky's... No. Don't hang out with him.
I agree. Man.
Okay, that's be Wait. A better parent then, is what you're saying?
Be a good parent.
Even be though I think, she was I think she was a good mom. She wasn't a bad mom.
She was
just innocent.
She was too naive.
I've been trying to find the trash dog, and I can't find it.
See? I think you guys imagined him.
Okay, we didn't imagine the trash dog.
I think you projected the feeling of what you wanted to see in this movie
into
a dog.
There.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
What, something to rule over and be a shining light in the trash that is...
this entire franchise,
Speaking
yeah.
of trash, straight up, I can smell ours right now, and it's grossing me out.
Ew.
Winding this down.
Hack.
Oh my god, guys. Just a second. Hack or slash, and why?
It's a hack.
Hack.
Because it's garbage.
Which she said.
Yep.
This is a hack, for sure, but like, it's a hack you need to watch.
Like, yeah. Yeah, I feel like everyone needs to at least see the trash called Chucky.
Yeah. But I'm definitely going to give it a hack. There's some things it had going for it. The execution to me was just poor. And there's way too many things I'm just rolling my eyes over going, this is just silly to me.
Yeah, there was definitely a lot more they could have done with it. I think the movie could have been scary or at least more tense. But they just didn't do it very well.
You know what? I can see I'm in the minority here, but I'm going to call it a slash.
Whoa.
And I'm going to call it a slash because there were so many things that were done right. And I think a lot of the things that were done wrong are things that can be swept under the rug of I love horror movies and don't really care about those things. When you think about this movie's place in horror history, I think it's absolutely worth a watch. I think there's a lot of potential. And I cannot objectively look at this and Friday the 13th and say that this is a worse movie than Friday the 13th. It's honestly a way better movie than Friday the 13th in my eyes.
See, to me, and that's why I give it, it's a hack that you need to watch. Like, it's clearly iconic. It's clearly a widespread known, but just, it's not
You're giving
good.
This the same rating that I gave Friday the 13th.
Yeah, I think
which
so.
Is fair,
yeah,
which
I think,
is fair.
Yeah, I think
However, I think if you're someone who loves horror movies, so much that you can ignore the flaws, I think you'll find that you enjoy this watching of it. I think you'll definitely get through it and you'll overlook a lot of the bad. And I think you'll really be able to find some gems in there that are pretty solid. But that's just me. There you have it, guys. I'm the only slash tonight. Child's Play is, I guess, unfortunately rated a hack by our standards. But... it's still, we want to hear from you, and we want to know what you think. You can find us online at www.hackerslash.com and on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at @hackerslash. Send us your opinions and weigh in on our weekly debate. Dan, remind us what the debate is.
This week's debate, I think, is do you pronounce the word A-U-N-T as aunt or aunt?
There's a clear answer here. It's definitely aunt.
It's definitely aunt.
It's definitely aunt. But
you know what? It's aunt, so.
You know what, Dan? I feel like we're the inverse of each other.
I think
so. Is it Maggie or Margaret?
What? How random.
That is random. Oh, man. All right. Is it aunt or is it aunt? I'm going to find the fun way to spell that in the polls for you guys. We'll have a poll up on Twitter. We'll have a poll up on Facebook. You can send us your votes at our website at www.hackerslash.com. Or, you know what? If you have any audio comments that you want to submit, you can send them on over to feedback@hackerslash.com. We also ask that you leave us a review on iTunes. And if you're listening to us by other means, you can rate us there as well. All right, guys, till next time.